question, but you're from Gujarat.
Yes, that's right.
Via Africa?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right, so please, what is your question?
Though I've been brought up in a Hindu family, born and brought up in a Hindu family, I've never been taught Hinduism as such.
Well, it's a pretty difficult thing to teach because everyone's got a different definition.
That's right. So my question is, what is being a Hindu?
Well, everyone will give you a different answer.
Yeah, so and then what is yours then?
Well, one reason is that there is no definition of Hindu. It's a modern word which was given by the Muslims to describe the inhabitants of India. So it just means, it's come to mean, actually this Dr. Radhakrishnan, the first president of India, his definition of India, of Hindu, was an Indian who's not a Christian, Muslim, Jain, Sikh or Parsi. But that's not true anymore because there's so many Indians overseas. So a more systematic or scientific term is Sanatan Dharma. But people think that Sanatan Dharma means Hinduism. But Sanatan Dharma means the intrinsic nature of the soul, which is to serve Krishna. And the culture, the Vedic culture based on the Vedas, derived from the Vedas, which are meant ultimately for going to Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvairaham eva vedyah. Krishna is the object of knowledge in the Vedas. But in the Vedas, there are many different paths given for people on different levels and with different inclinations. So therefore in the Vedic literature, in the broader Vedic literature, we have worship of many different demigods, we have recommendations to perform yajnas, we have the path of yoga and meditation, there's tantra, there's all kinds of things. And this has come to be known as Hinduism. And in the modern age, there's all kinds of new different speculations thrown in. So there, in modern India, we have all kinds of bogus incarnations, who it's all thrown into the big soup called Hinduism. But the whole thing is actually meant for understanding Krishna. So we can say that a Hindu, okay, I'm coming up with my off the top of my head definition, is a Hindu is someone who's following to a greater or lesser extent the Vedic culture and all kinds of spin-offs from it, who hasn't realized that he's actually supposed to be worshipping Krishna.
Okay. I think that was a pretty good explanation. I think something which I can work on.
Okay.
Does it mean that if I want to find out more about Hinduism and my faith, then I should start with reading the Vedas?
Well, I recommend don't try to find out what is your faith. Try to find out what is the truth. Because you see, someone's born in a Christian family and they wave a Christian flag.
Okay.
Someone is born in a Muslim family and I'm a Muslim. And someone is born in a Hindu family and Gar se kaho hum Hindu hai.
Oh no.
But it's just different flag waving. Because I'm born in a Hindu family, I should be a Hindu. Because I'm born in a Muslim family, I should be a Muslim. But better than that is to seek the actual truth, which is beyond being a Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Parsi, or whatever. And that is what is actually stated in the Vedas. When you come in the Vedas, there's all this stuff about worshipping different gods and this and that. But when you get beyond that, then it's stated Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now we should inquire into the nature of reality. That is Vedanta Sutra. And then what is that? Janmadhyasya Yataha. The absolute truth is that from which everything emanates. So that's not a Muslim God, Christian God, Hindu God, but the actual truth, the source of everything. So that is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna. Krishna is not a Hindu God. We won't find anywhere in the Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, even the word Hindu. It's a later word. Krishna is the Supreme Lord of all that be, and He is incompletely and inadequately known as Yahweh, Jehovah, Allah, but He's as fully as can be understood by our tiny intelligence. He is described in first in Bhagavad Gita and in detail in Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you want, you can, there are courses, this is an educational center, it's not just a temple. There are courses here which will instruct you in the Vedic knowledge. You should come. All the family. There are children's courses also.
But then,
the thing is, you see, this is a questions and answers booth. And I can speak to you for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, but you know, there's no way you're going to understand everything in half an hour.
That's true.
So if you really want to know, you, like you're saying, is there anywhere you can learn? Yes, you can learn here. Come and take courses. And they actually do courses, I think they do courses in Hinduism. Is it?
Bhakti
Shastri, yeah.
And they do like theology, philosophy,
yeah.
Introductory courses. So
they're all different, they're different courses, different levels, like that. So you can come and learn. But if you want to learn, you have to be a little serious, you know. Like I say, it's not, you know, it's not the 1 minute Hindu.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You have the 1 minute manager. There's no, the 1 minute Hindu. There's, you have to come and take a little time and trouble and you'll be benefited. You'll definitely be benefited.
When you say the ultimate goal is to attain and seek the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? When you say,
well, that's
what
I'm saying. You have to come and learn. It's the truth which is beyond material designations.
It's a human goal, I believe, to attain that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the goal of human life
is to that.
Naturally, the one who's got a more developed consciousness will start to think, who am I? Where have I come from? What is the purpose of life? Why are we suffering? What happens after death? Is there God? If so, who is He? What is my relationship with Him? These questions should be asked and the answers found also. In fact, it's your duty to instruct your wife and children, or child, as the case may be. You're supposed to be the pati guru. But first of all, you have to learn. And actually, if you don't do that, then even if you're a very nice husband and father, which I'm sure you are, is he? Looks like that. Looks like a nice Jayesh here. So even if you're a good husband and father, you're providing home, roti kapra makan, all these things, education. But even if you do all that, if you don't give knowledge of the truth, spiritual knowledge, then you are incomplete as a father and a husband. Your duty is not complete. And actually, that's the most important thing. But in Kali Yuga, we think roti kapra makan bas, mera kaam hoga. Roti kapra makan, TV, car, all these things. But the main thing is to give spiritual knowledge.
I do agree with you.
Today is Janmashtami. Do you have this book, Krishna book, in your home?
Yeah, I've been reading upon it.
Good.
Such weeks earlier. And my last question would be, is, chanting of Hare Rama, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
My question is, would it lead to finding the truth?
Well, when one is fully realized, he realizes that that is the truth. Krishna Nam is the truth. Yes, certainly it leads to all spiritual progress and ultimate spiritual understanding. And in fact, there's no other way in this Kali Yuga but to chant the names of Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Anyata. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other way, no other way, no other way, but to chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari, chant the name of Hari. So this is the only perfect sadhana for Kali Yuga. Other sadhanas won't be effective in Kali Yuga. Only chanting the holy name of Krishna.
Chanting the name of Holy Krishna, would it lead to something? Would it lead to
leads
finding
to
the, leads to a finding?
Well,
it truth?
Is. Yeah, well, Krishna is the truth.
But chanting the name of Hare Krishna,
chanting the name of Krishna, is both the means and the end, because Krishna is the truth. And when one realizes his relationship with Krishna, then out of bliss he goes on chanting Hare Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna is the means to realize Krishna. And when we realize Krishna, we realize I'm his eternal servant, and out of the bliss of bhakti, we go on chanting the name of Krishna. So chanting the name of Krishna is both the means and the end.
But my question is, would it lead to me finding the ultimate truth?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Krishna is the ultimate truth. So it leads us to Krishna.
Would it lead me to be a good ultimately a good human being?
Much better than a good human being. You're, apart from your human duties, you will realize yourself as a perfect spiritual person. Your human body will at some point in time drop down dead, but you as a spiritual person will continue to exist. So you can be a good human in this life and be fully spiritually realized by chanting Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Sonny.
So please, where do you live? You told me.
I live in Lincolnshire.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me. Well, that's quite a long way. Whereabouts?
South Lincolnshire, very near to Peterborough.
All right, well, that's just about over an hour. Where is it from Peterborough? North, south?
North. Yeah.
Well, Peterborough is about an hour from Leicester, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So we have a center in Leicester. You could, I mean, if you are serious, you could visit there every Sunday, for instance.
Hopefully Sunday school.
Yeah, right. For children and for spiritual children also.
That's right. If it's my child, won't have a question, you know, when she grows up.
Yeah. Would you like to take any books? These are books I've written. This is a book on Indian culture, as I and others have experienced it. I'm not talking about the dances and all that, but the day-to-day life of spiritually developed people. Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness, that would be useful for you. Where's that beginner's guide? Yeah, please take it out. There are lectures, CDs, if you like to hear when you're driving along. Anyone else got any questions they'd like to come? You're very cold. But it's much colder in Lincolnshire, isn't it? Cold wind coming in off the North Sea. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Please take a book. You'll get some more knowledge. You can gradually read it. Get that beginner's guide.
Which one? Which one do you recommend?
Well, there's the beginner's guide. You don't have any more in English, sir? We have in Gujarati and Hindi. Otherwise, take that Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life. That's a very easy to read, and it's actually very nice to read, I must say, even though I wrote it myself. But it's very instructive also. It's simple but with a profound message. This is only £5. Cheap too. And if you like, I can sign it for you too.
I don't have the cash for it.
I see.
I don't have the cash for
it. All right.
if you accept credit cards or something, I would easily pay for it.
I don't have any facility to do that.
You know, some of your supporters, would they say anything?
Maybe over there, or okay. Then we could make some...
Arrange.
Otherwise, do you read Gujarati?
I can read Gujarati, that's not a problem, but I'm not as good as...
I see, otherwise I could just give you one of the small books in Gujarati.
My wife can read Gujarati, that's not a problem. I can read it.
You're not so practiced.
Yeah, that's right.
And for your kid, English would be better.
Yeah, that's true. And I'll keep a note for this. And possibly get it off some place, I don't know where, but Leicester or some other place.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, pleasure to talk to you.
Can I just ask before I go, where did you learn about Hinduism and all this, gain your knowledge?
Well, I joined here in 1975.
Okay.
And I've been living in India since 77. But wherever you are in the world, by regularly attending classes, studying the books, and practicing, that's the most important thing. You can pick it up.
What did you do before you?
I was young, I was 18, I didn't do much. I came out of school at 17, I potted around for a year or so, and I came and joined here at age 18.
Where did you go to school?
Hemel Hempstead.
Hemel Hempstead.
Just north of here.
Okay. I'm a teacher, so I just wanted to know.
I see.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
I have a quick question.
Yeah?
How does Raja Yoga fit in with Krishna consciousness?
It's described in Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter. There it's called Ashtanga Yoga. What are the... Let me see if I can remember. The Ashtanga means eight part, eightfold. So the first is the rules and regulations, the do's and don'ts. That's the first two. Yama Niyama, Asana, learning to sit, Pranayama, that you know, Pratyahara, withdrawing the consciousness from external objects, Dharana, fixing our first understanding what we have to meditate on, then Dhyana, it's a common word, and then the result of that is Samadhi. So this is described in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6, but at the end of it Lord Krishna says that of all yogis, the best is he who worships me with great faith. So where does it fit in our process? We don't bother with it, because we do bhakti yoga, as Krishna recommends. In Bhagavad Gita, he says that the best yogi is the one who does bhakti. So we don't bother. I mean, some of our devotees do some asanas and pranayama for health. But as a process of spiritual realization, especially in this age, chanting the names of Krishna is much more important. This dhyana process was recommended for the Satya Yoga, but now, which is the first of the four ages. But now we're in the last one, Kali Yoga. So in this age, when people's minds are very disturbed, and no one can meditate, they can't keep the mind still even for a second. So chanting the name of Krishna is recommended.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Would you like to take any book?
I'll take a look.
And CDs are there. These books are written by me. And lectures by myself also. It's good to enhance your knowledge and appreciation of this culture.
Right now I'm reading a lot on Vivekananda. So a lot of his work.
Avni ki Bengali?
I'm a Hindi Bengali. And he's a Hindi Bengali.
So Prabhupada, he was also from Bengal.
He was, yeah.
But he taught us that we're not Bengali. Or non... We're... Amra Bengali noy or a Bengali or no? Amra Shuddha, Atto. যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত আমরা মনে করি আমি বেঙ্গালি ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত আমরা মায়া কবলে আছে। In Bengal? Where else?
You stay in Bengal for a long time?
Yes, I was in Bangladesh. I have a CD of lectures in Bengali.
Yeah.
If you'd like to take.
Yeah.
Tar moddhe sholota probochon ache amader Bangla. Nite chaile nite pare. Except that they're all up in the room. No, I learned Bengali because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cultures, so much of the literature and especially the songs are in Bengali. But most Bengalis, they don't know about this. It's such a beautiful language, and the expression of bhakti for Krishna in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Most Bengalis never even heard of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Narottam Thakur. Have you heard of Narottam Thakur?
I've heard of him through my kind of wife's parents, but not through my kind of cultural history.
His songs they are in simple Bengali, but they have the highest expression of bhakti. You should take this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu book. Learn about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. £3. I wrote it also. I hope you have change because I don't. Or maybe I have some. No, huh?
Another £3.
Okay, fine. Ami shoy debo. Ami ki shoy debo er moddhe. Banglay likhbo.
Banglay likhbo. It's very strange talking something Bengali that you don't expect them to understand Bengali.
You don't expect them. Yeah. Most Indians don't know. What to speak of non Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You have any? Oh, it says £2 on here. Alright, £2. Cholbe. Actually, it's underpriced at £2, but never mind.
I don't want to pay £3, it's not a problem.
It's up to you. Please sit and if you have any.
Is it the same one that bought another?
দেখুন আশ্চর্য লাগছে না আপনি। হরে কৃষ্ণ, আবার আসবেন। ইয়েস, হরে কৃষ্ণ।
Actually, it's very fortunate, great fortune for me to have opportunity to speak with you and ask.
Yeah, actually, most of the time the devotees, they can't speak with the sannyasis because the sannyasis are busy.
Yes.
But I've been sitting here most of the day. But then the devotees are all, now the devotees are all busy today. Anyway, now is the chance.
I have my questions about cows. Brahmanas and brahmacharis.
Cows, brahmanas and brahmacharis. Okay.
Of course, if I mean cows, I also mean like oxen and all. Like,
yeah. Gojati.
Gojati
means cows, oxen, all of bulls, everything.
So, because we know, it's very easy to understand or know that Shudra and Vaishya working with cows or oxen. And I also know from Srila Prabhupada one conversation that even Kshatriya or a soldier, if there is no war, he got the land from government or from king and used to grow his own food and supply his own family.
Yeah.
So even I can say from this that even a Kshatriya or a soldier or common soldier used to have cows for maintaining the family. But there is...
Yeah, but they're not... it doesn't mean that they work with the cows directly. Just like even today, some people in India, they keep cows, but they have a a cow herder who comes and looks after the cows for them. They don't do it themselves.
So that means that like the Kshatriya then must take some Shudras, some workers, servants? Or?
Of course the Kshatriya. Who are the Shudras serving? They're serving the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas.
And sometimes I heard stories or I reading from Ramayana that Brahmacharis got oxen from king to carry their loads like grain.
Uh-huh.
So, but I cannot imagine that like Brahmacharis also have Shudras.
No, they may do the work themselves in that case. But Brahmacharis, they're not doing plowing and all these things.
Yeah, but somehow or other they are in touch with cows or...
They may be, yeah. Their guru may have.
Guru may have
a goshawa.
Guru may have goshawa.
Yeah.
And then Brahmacharis...
In the ashram.
Yeah.
Up to the present day in India, there are many ashrams or temples with attached goshalas, and the sadhus, they do the go-seva. Even today.
And it's proper. Is it proper?
Yes, serving cows is a very good thing to do.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. You're saying it. Pinna to me.
We go to Brahman and then sales
later. So, and if I can ask, last order is Brahmana. So, sometimes I.
Sorry?
Last order, like that, is Brahmana.
Yeah.
My question. So, I sometimes read that Brahmana has cow. And he got like. He's getting first class cow from Vaishya, milking cows for his family. So that
Okay.
Made that means that his wife milking the cow and he somehow or other also taking care about cow personally.
No, that's what I'm saying. Generally the Vaishyas look after the cow. Even today, householders in India who keep cows, they usually call the cow man from that caste to look after the cow. So they own the cow, but they don't... And they'll keep the cow in their house or whatever, but the work of looking after the cow, milking the cow and whatever, cleaning and maintenance, feeding them, Gwala does that. The Gwala Jati means they're the cowherd caste. They do that. Though in an ashram with brahmacharis, the guru, the brahmacharis may also look after the cows. But it's not rigidly fixed. It is flexible also. Why all these questions? It seems a bit technical.
Yeah, because I want to be clear in this point. Because we are going to do some like...
I'm trying to pull this down. You want to do a cow protection program?
Yeah, but mostly like
where?
Village life. Like,
where?
UK or Ireland, somewhere here. And...
Who is going to do it?
Janandana Goswami Maharaj and me and myself.
I see. What's your name?
Mahaksha. Mahaksha Das.
How many people do you have interested to do that?
No, actually, a lot of people is interested, but I am alone. Like for Janandana Goswami Maharaj, he told me that better go like alone there, start alone, and then choose person by person. And my Guru Maharaj, Kavichandra Swami Maharaj, he told me the same. Because A lot of devotees are interested, but Guru Maharaj told me, if you will take a lot of people together on beginnings, this never worked before, like. It's, of course, I don't know, it's not my experience, but... Because there is so much misunderstanding, last day for asking, because there was one preaching that Brahmachari doesn't work with cows and oxen, and so it was like...
You see, you can speak to Adi Karta Prabhu. Do you know Adi Karta Prabhu?
Adikanta Prabhu?
Adi Karta.
Adi Karta. Where he is situated?
Well, he's from London, but he lives in America. He's here now, in England. He was here today. I'm pretty sure he'll be here tomorrow. He's with his mother, who's dying, in South London. So you can find him. He'll surely come tomorrow. Because he was very... We talked about this a few times, about making farm projects, and he wants to do it. So speak to him. He may do it here. He's thinking of doing it in somewhere in Europe.
And of course he knows these Prabhupada disciples.
He knows Jadananda Maharaj since the old days.
Actually, therefore I came to ask you also about this question, because Jadananda Goswami Maharaj told me a lot about you.
Yeah, we're old friends. Yeah.
The village life should be real, like, we don't want so much electricity, we want everything.
No, better not to have electricity,
yeah,
complex machines.
Yeah, no.
We can use some kind of tools,
yeah,
but not complex machines. Not having electricity already means no complex machines. But something, I mean, just like plows you need. Balaram is a hold of a plow. So some kinds of tools and appliances they may be used. Did you see my book, Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life?
Yeah, I read already. I was thinking, actually I'm thinking about this book or information from this book every time. I like this.
Hare Krishna.
Could one actually be fully self-sufficient, like in an area like UK, could one of us be self-sufficient, that means produce everything we need for ourselves, would that be possible to do something like this in the UK?
To make the whole country self-sufficient? Better to start on a small scale. Show what we can do. If we do something, then definitely others will be interested.
Excuse me. Hare Krishna.
Are you cold, Maharaj? Or do you need something?
Yes, but anyway, it's not that cold.
I can bring you hot drink. No, you pass.
No.
So excuse me that I don't have some good questions. I must so much things only about this.
Yeah, we could ask Adi Karta. He has some, or he will be getting soon some money to invest, which is also important. But I think he wants to buy land in Eastern Europe, because the land is so much cheaper there.
There is very cheap land, I know. We're looking about this.
In some parts of Russia, you can get first-class soil. It's black like anything. For $10 a hectare. Of course, it's snowed over 6 months a year. But the soil is excellent.
Yeah.
They don't need any fertilizer. Very short growing season.
Very short, isn't it? Very short. But I told Jara Goswami Maharaj, but then during the winter is so much darkness, so much darkness. Jara Goswami Maharaj told me, oh, it's good. During summer, very hard work, and during winter you can chant, read, and do parayatra or whatever you like.
Yeah. Devotees do Harinam the year round, in Russia also.
I'm attached to the western part of... I don't want to leave the western part of Europe.
You don't
want
to go back to Russia?
No, I'm not. This body is not from Russia. Czechoslovakia.
Is it? It's a big insult to call the Czech person Russian. You're not the body.
I was before thinking about Africa, but still, something saying to me that if we will be successful in Western France or England or USA, the other country will somehow rather follow more, because they're looking for this Western.
Yeah, now they only have this useless economy. We need not an alternative. What's the time?
It's 20 past 11.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, may I only one question about... It's because of false ego. If this Brahmana and Kshatriya will use only Shudras for work, it's absolutely, I know, clear. But what about false ego? They may become so much proud, right? Only like dictate, we must do this, this, this.
Well, the Brahmanas, they dictate to the Kshatriyas. This is the check and balance system. So the Kshatriyas don't get out of hand.
But it's very difficult to find out a Brahmana. Maybe it must be some sannyasi.
Well, in the modern age, you mean?
Just now.
Well, Prabhupada was trying to create some.
Oh, yeah, it's Prabhupada's disciple, but so many devotees have sacred threads. But how to find out, real Brahmana will dictate?
Real Brahmana will dictate? Well, we don't have a Vedic society yet. So, let one be established on these principles.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Do you want to sort out some books for yourself? Yeah, but all the books are here.
Oh, I see. We'll be coming tomorrow.
I'm staying here.
Oh, okay.
I just think as we're free now, if you want, you could do it.
Oh, okay. We have some friends with us. We need to...
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, take on that.
Yeah. We'll be here tomorrow.
Okay, so,
thank you very much. Do you need any help with this with the storm that is picking up the books and bringing them back to you?
No, it'll take a few minutes. Hare Krishna.
Raja, the final show's finished now, but maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So you speak to some devotees that you want to stay.
I see.
Raja, how much donation do you know
for the book? For the Glimpses book, we are fine.
Would it be okay if I take this one?
Yeah, take both for 10.
Okay. Can I give you the next one?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm half asleep. Do you want me to sign that?
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask?
Not ask, but because you gave me knowledge, so I cannot leave without some service for you.
Mm. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Yes.
Because you don't have to give service every time you receive knowledge. But you may be stored up and then done later.
I'm
just trying to find my pen. I said I'd sign it, but now I can't find my pen.
I have
it. Oh, I know. I put it in my bag. Anyway, I'll sign with this.